Hello and welcome to our video on the pros and cons of social media usage and its effects on mental health. In this video, we'll be discussing recent studies and news articles on the topic. We'll also discuss tips for using social media in a healthy way, how to determine if its usage is affecting your mental health, and some steps to take to address any such effects. Social media platforms are popular venues for sharing personal experiences, seeking information, and offering peer-to-peer support. Now, one of the largest benefits of using social media is significantly reducing isolation by having a virtual bridge to family, friends, and other social supports. The interactions that seem to give the largest returns are being able to keep up with family and friends. People especially enjoy interacting with their grandchildren. Reminiscing with friends and family is very healthy for us emotionally. But ironically, sometimes easy access to digital tools and information may inadvertently lead to less interaction with others. So it's important to make sure that you're staying connected with others in engaging ways online, as opposed to passive ways, such as just reading or playing games. Now, caution is warranted, as numerous studies highlight the risk of social media use for mental health. Social media use has been linked to depression, anxiety, and loneliness. Recent studies suggest people who frequently use social media feel more depressed and less happy with life than those who spend more time on non-screen related activities. One study by Mesfin Awoke Bikalu, a research scientist at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, found that routine social media use, for example, using social media as part of everyday routine and responding to content that others share, is positively associated with social well-being, positive mental health, and self-rated health. However, emotional connection to social media, for example, checking apps excessively out of fear of missing out, being disappointed about or feeling disconnected from friends when not logged into social media, is negatively associated with all three outcomes. Another study by the COVID States Project found that adults who used Snapchat, Facebook, and TikTok were more likely to report symptoms of depression. These studies suggest that the ways that people are using social media may have more of an impact on their mental health and well-being than just the frequency and duration of their use. A 2021 article entitled "Social Media is a Public Health Crisis" by U.S. News & World Report discussed the impact of social media on mental health. And the three main points of the article were that 1. Social media use had been linked to negative mental health impacts among young people, including an increase in depression and anxiety. 2. Despite recognizing the negative effects on social media on our mental health, many users were unwilling or unable to limit their use of those platforms. And 3. Their article suggested treating social media like cigarettes and alcohol by implementing warning labels and age restrictions, conducting better research into the health effects of long-term usage, and promoting digital detox on a society-wide scale. So here are some tips for using social media in a healthy way. 1. Use social media in moderation. Set limits on the amount of time you spend on social media each day. 2. Engage with others in meaningful ways. Use social media to connect with friends and family and to engage in meaningful conversations. 3. Be mindful of your emotional connection to social media. Avoid checking apps excessively out of fear of missing out or feeling disappointed when not logged in. 4. Take breaks. Take regular breaks from social media to engage in other activities that you enjoy. 5. Be selective about who you follow. Follow accounts that make you feel good and inspire you, and unfollow accounts that make you feel bad or stressed. And 6. Be aware of the impact of social media on your mental health. If you notice that social media is negatively impacting your mental health, consider taking a break or seeking support. And if necessary, use these following tips to reduce your screen time. 1. Set limits. Set a daily limit for the amount of time you spend on your devices and stick to it. 2. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas of your home as tech-free zones, such as the dinner table or bedroom. 3. Find alternative activities. Find other activities that you enjoy and that don't involve screens, such as reading, exercising, or spending time outdoors. 4. Turn off notifications. Turn off notifications for non-essential apps to reduce the temptation to check your phone. 5. Use apps to track your screen time. Use apps that track your screen time and help you set your limits. And 6. Take breaks. Take regular breaks from screens throughout the day to rest your eyes and to give your mind a break. And if you need to track your screen time, here are some popular apps for doing so. 1. Moment. This app tracks your screen time and helps you set daily limits. 2. Freedom. This app allows you to block certain apps and websites during designated times to help reduce distractions. 3. Flipped. This app helps you track your screen time and set goals for reducing it. 4. Off time. This app allows you to set limits on your screen time and block certain apps during designated times. And 5. Space. This app helps you track your screen time and set goals for reducing it, as well as providing tools to help you manage your phone usage. Now, it's important to note that many smartphones also have built-in features for tracking screen time and setting limits, so you may not need to download a separate app at all. So now, are you wondering if social media is negatively affecting you? These are some signs to look for. 1. You feel anxious or stressed when you're not using social media. 2. You compare yourself to others on social media and feel inadequate. 3. You feel like you're missing out on things when you're not using social media. 4. You spend more time on social media than engaging in other activities that you enjoy. 5. You have trouble sleeping or concentrating because of your social media use. And 6. Your relationships with others are suffering because of your social media use. If you notice any of these signs, it may be a good idea to take a break from social media or to seek support from a mental health professional. And if you feel like you need support from a mental health professional, here are some steps you can take. 1. Talk to your primary care doctor. Your primary care doctor can provide you with a referral to a mental health professional. 2. Search for a therapist. You can search for a therapist using online directories or through your insurance provider. 3. Contact a mental health organization. Organizations such as the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI for short, or the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, ADAA for short, can provide you with resources and support. 4. Consider teletherapy. Many therapists offer teletherapy services, which allow you to receive therapy from the comfort of your own home. And 5. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Seeking support from a mental health professional is a sign of strength, not weakness. So don't be afraid to reach out for help if you need it. And in conclusion, social media can have both positive and negative effects on mental health. So it's important to use it in moderation and to make sure that you're staying connected with others in engaging ways online. Thank you so much for listening. And please like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a comment. Also, check out the YouTube channel, Buffy's Flavorful Journey, and like and subscribe there as well. And until the next podcast and/or video, I'll see you. Bye for now.